Welcome to Awakening Lands. I'm Benji Ross. In this short episode, I want to share how we're growing up just a little bit. My co-host Anna Prepara and I received some recent advice from a mentor to build it in public, so here goes. We feel from our first 14 episodes of sharing stories from proven and devoted regenerative leaders and weavers that we found a replicable approach for seeing local regenerative movements. We're being inspired. Hearing these voices and the good things they're up to is forming clear dreams of better possibilities in their places. And this is opening up visible pathways and human role models for us to see how to bring awesome dreams of regeneration to life and how to do that together. Seeing regenerative leaders and weavers in our places and amplifying their voices is a big deal. And since we've spent a handful of episodes in a row now interviewing folks from Erie, Niagara, and with Anna networking her dang head off on the ground there in the background, we're seeing big lessons and possibilities coming as we focus on a particular region for a while. But what if we focus on two? In upcoming stories, you won't just be hearing about inspiring things happening in Erie, Niagara, but we'll see what's happening with our resilient and fun community builder friends in Superior, Arizona, out in the Sonoran Desert, too.
This is my voice recording, and my throat has been a little bit scratchy lately, but I'll do my best. Here we go. Action. Hey there, it's great to be here. My name is Miracle Martinez, and I am from the Sonoran Desert, located in Superior, Arizona.
Miracle's awesome. She's already sharing all kinds of stories that are weaving and bringing visibility to the community building happening in her beloved Sonoran Desert. And we're working to bring more voices along with Miracles as we explore how to tell stories that help us to see and understand what a regenerating community even looks like, and to fire us up with inspiration to make it happen. We are very excited to be growing the Awakening Lands team. And more than just inviting regenerative storytellers, artists, leaders, and weavers, we're wanting to invite whole places. How do you invite a place into a creative process? We're taking steps to learn how to do just that. We have a workshop that is just forming where we're inviting storyteller friends from around the planet to learn together how to share stories of regeneration. How can we get our communities to invest in this? To invest in themselves through their own regenerative storytellers, artists, leaders, and weavers. And this is happening in many ways at its own pace and involves now more types of media. So our frequency of episodes may drop for a while, and we'll do our best to make whatever we are creating easy to follow. And can't forget the gratitude ritual. Grateful for you all, for our slowly but surely growing audience of high quality people. Grateful for the creative, optimistic, and inspiring voices that we're working with more and more. And grateful for the regenerative leaders and weavers who are dedicating their time to helping us figure this out when it's still but a dream. I guess that's the practice though, right? Learning how to bring dreams to life. This episode not only is about sharing some of what's happening behind the scenes of learning how to build it in public, but also to begin sharing some of the things being created by our friends. If you take a look at the show notes, you'll see a link to our Substack with an article for this episode that includes links to explore more regenerating stories, stories of awakening lands. If you want to support Anna and me, and now a growing group of others in telling these stories, you have the option of subscribing to our Substack for free, or you can donate. Have a good day. Please tell your landscape we said hello.